KV9, KVX is mobile.
Good morning, and 9YOU.
Driving by your street right now, I see they're still working on it.
Oh, they will be for a while.
Wow. Just wondering if you have to pay for half the sidewalks, because generally speaking, if you get sidewalks replaced, you have to pay half and they pay half.
Yeah. As if you ask them to do it. We didn't.
But you don't have to pay. That's good.
Well, we shouldn't have to. Let's put it that way.
Yes, I agree, because it's considered city property. From the sidewalk to the street, that's all considered city property, but they don't maintain it, though. They don't cut the grass and do the trimming there, do they?
Nope.
I'm sure you've seen it, but I got an email from Gary saying that they're going to start eating out on the 7th.
Yeah, that was, a few weeks ago.
Yep. I didn't know if you kind of, I figured you probably did. To the meeting?
Yeah, well, probably as long as it's not too cold and not rainy.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the temperature's going to be decent today, but I'm not going to paint today because, you know, I don't want to get paint all over me for church, but I can put the first coat I can put primer on tomorrow, but then for like next 5 days it's supposed to rain after that, and those flowers just keep on growing and growing and growing.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah.
Get the bottom one-fourth or bottom one-half done and wait till May, that would be fine, but I gotta get this painting done on the south side right now type thing, and the rain would cooperate, that would be great.
Well, you can do it tomorrow.
Gotta put a coat of primer on it first, then I gotta put the after about 24 hours, put the paint on it, so I can put the primer on, but it'll be at least a week before I can put the paint on it.
Right, but if you need the primer tomorrow, then all you gotta do is, when it dries, after the rain and that, then you can put the paint on. And at least you got the primer done, so it won't take you as long to put the paint on.
But whenever I get time to put the paint on, it'll be about a week, though. That's the whole problem.
Right. Unless when you get home, you change, and then you put the primer on today, and then paint tomorrow. That's something you could do.
I don't want to paint today, but I thought I want more to be scrubbing a paint off my hands and everything on a Sunday. But, it's just, the weather's not cooperating. It's making me mad.
Don't let it get to you. Just prime it tomorrow, and then, you got that done. And then when it's not raining, then you can slap the paint on. So it's one less thing you got to do after it rains.
But by that time, the flowers are going to be up higher and higher and higher, and it's going to be harder to get to. If I could get 2 good days of no rain, I could add a decent temperature of at least 50. I can paint the bottom one half or one quarter, whichever is easier.
Okay, then you prime today. If you got to scrub paint off, you got to scrub paint off your hands. You prime today, then you paint tomorrow. If you want to do it quick, that's the way you got to do it. Or you prime it tomorrow and then wait a week. So that's up to you.
Yep. Well, like I said, I don't want to do it today, though, but I do want to get the bottom half done.
Okay, then. Prime tomorrow and then wait till it quits raining, then paint. But, those are the only 2 options you got. So whichever one you pick is what you pick.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
This is the CMN Network, MI3.
Well, you gotta think of this too. It might not rain all week. You don't know.
It changes all the time.
Exactly. So you gotta play it out by ear.
Yep. I was going to the car show yesterday. I got to see a lot of cars. Did I see you a picture of those motorcycles?
No, you just sent me a picture of the goat. And no stangs. You didn't even send me a picture of a stang.
I don't know if I took the picture now. I think I did.
Yeah, that goat sure was nice, though.
A 67, something like that.
That was nice.
I'd like to have that.
Me too.
You see a Chevelle, and there wasn't a El Camino that looked like a Chevelle. It was a station wagon, like a Zephyr car.
Okay.
Probably be a fairly fast because it doesn't have a truck area, so it's probably a lighter car, so it would probably be a faster car.
Yeah, probably.
I was here probably about an hour to an hour and a half somewhere, just walking around, looking and talking to a few of the car owners, stuff like that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, I didn't buy, you know, popcorn or anything to eat because, number one, it's expensive. Number two, they want credit, not cash. And it's like, well, you know, I don't want to use my credit card. So, you know, therefore, I knew about that, so I just ate something before I went up there.
I remember the last time you and I went, we could do cash. But now they just want credit only. That's ridiculous.
Well, in a way, I can see if they cost to protect them some money could try to rob them, or especially whenever like they leave, they got a big thing of cash, you know.
Yeah, but still, it's ridiculous because, you know, say you want to go, but you don't even have a credit card, you know. If you want to have something there, you can't.
That's true, but yeah, if they would have accepted cash, I would have got some.
Yeah, I was too expensive. It was a thing of popcorn was like, what, $5 or $8? It was something outrageous.
Yeah, like the movie theaters, they're just too expensive. That's another reason why I thought I'm not going to buy their food for it. They charge too much for it. And I can't put it on my credit card? Nope. I have to be financially responsible and spend wisely. And it's like, just eat before you go. It'll save you a lot of problems.
Yeah, eat before you go or eat after you go.
I ate before because I thought my stomach would be ground the whole time, so I ate before. I left about 9:30. It opened up at 9, but I left about 9:30. And there was a plenty of parking. You might have had to walk a place, but there was plenty of parking, though.
Oh, yeah. People probably not going right when they open.
One time I went when they opened, and I waited in line for about a half hour, and it was cold. And from the door to where the parking lot was at, that's how long the line was. And I says, never again. I just leave about 9:30, and I went out the way outside.
Right.
So I guess it's not that cold. First time I remember, it could be a lot of times when it could be cold, but it was too cold yesterday, and it's like, I'm not going to take my gloves. It's not cold enough to wear my gloves, but if you're outside long enough, you'll need gloves. But going from the house to the garage, and garage to the senior center, you wouldn't need gloves. But it's like, I'm not going to take my gloves. gloves in about a week and a half, somewhere in there. Actually, it's 40 right now, but my phone, but before I went outside, showed it, it was like 34, 35, somewhere in there.
Well, I have 39 in the backyard.
Yep, like I said, but the car show is 40, but every thermometer is a little bit different. But it's funny because whenever the weather starts to change, like right now, it's used to cooler in the garage, but most of the time it's warmer in the garage, but because the weather changes, it's even colder inside than it is outside.
Yeah, true.
I took the insulation off of the vent, so I was getting a bit more warmth inside of it.
Alrighty. Yeah, you have to bump your power up.
CMN Network, 220. CMN Network, MI3. CMN Network. This is the CMN Network. CMN Network 220.